Greetings, Liddell. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This venture in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. Our guest today on Voices is our own Mayor Freddie Drennan. As we find ourselves in this Thanksgiving season, it just seemed like the appropriate time to talk to our mayor about things that happened in 2017 and about maybe where we're going in the future and all of that, just being thankful for what God has done today. So welcome, Mayor. Glad you're here.
Thank you, Mr. Bob. Thank you for having me, and I appreciate having the opportunity to speak with you this morning.
Well, it's great. It's great. You know, this Thanksgiving season is really my favorite holiday of the year. We don't get confused with gifts or invitation lists. It's just family, and the gift of presence is our present to each other, just being there with each other. And it's a pleasure to be with you today, and kind of feel like family here in Slidell. So talk to us. Tell us about where we are and maybe some of the things that the citizens would be interested in being thankful with you for.
You know, Mr. Bob, as I think about it, we have so much to be thankful for, and I personally have so much to be thankful for. You know, I'm thankful to the citizens for giving me the opportunity to be the mayor of this great city. Quite an honor, and I've taken it that way, and will always cherish that. We have many, many good things going on in this city, and many good things going on in this parish, and you know, many things to really be thankful for. And this time of the year, I always try to reflect back and think about the things that have gone on in the previous years. And also very, very thankful for my family. You know, I have a great family. Good Lord has blessed me with a wonderful family. And
amen. Amen.
You know, between Glenda and I, we have 4 sons and 17 grandchildren. So
that's a lot of Thanksgiving.
You know, that's a lot of thankfulness there. I promise you. I'm like most grandparents. We love to see them come, but we do love to see them go after a while too. And holidays around our house can get kind of wild and crazy, but you know what? We love it. We truly love it.
And, that's great. What do y'all do for Thanksgiving? How does the Drennan family celebrate Thanksgiving?
Well, you know, I have one son that works offshore and has worked offshore literally his whole career. He worked for BP. So we kind of have to fashion our holidays around him.
Okay.
And then my other son is a nurse, and a lot of times he's on call, and we try to work around their schedule. We may not get together right on Thanksgiving Day, but we always get together as a family, and we celebrate, you know, our holidays together that way. Family is very, very important, very vital, you know, something that Glenda and I both are very thankful to have. You know, what's going on in the city right now? Our city is still growing. I'm very thankful for that. We have a lot of new businesses that are looking at the city and anticipating moving in. I believe we're going to see another large business growth in the city next year. I know talking with some of the retailers and some of our bigger business people, they're anticipating the same thing. So very thankful for that. You know, Bob, one of the things that I'm extremely thankful about is the men and women at work in this city. I get to stand before the public, take the accolades about the city,
yes,
and the good things that go on here. But, you know, I'm not the one out there doing that work. I'm not the one out there mowing the grass. I'm not the one out there digging up the water lines. I'm not the one repairing the sewer lines. I'm not the one patching the holes in the street. The men and women of this city are doing that. And there's a little better than 300 of them. I try to thank them every opportunity I get because they're the people that really make this city what it is. And I'm extremely thankful to have the workforce that I have. I'm extremely thankful to have the directors that I have around me that help me make major decisions that keep this city moving forward and making it the great city that it is. And, you know, you've heard me say that many, many times. It is a wonderful, wonderful place to raise a family and certainly a wonderful place to be right now with all of the craziness going on in this country. We don't have that here. We don't have to deal with that here. You know, on top of having the best schools in the entire state, you know, it just makes it that much more of a great place to raise a family. I'm very thankful for those men and women, thankful for all of that.
Amen. You know, there's so many, you were talking about the directors and people that you work with. We have a nationally accredited police department. We have an internationally accredited fire department. Our schools ranked right in the top of Louisiana, and I suspect above other places in the United States. And the students that we produce, the scholarships, the ACT scores, the number that go into successful careers and then stay home.
That's so true.
It's just an amazing thing that you've gathered a force around you and you get to lead it.
And I'm, as I said earlier, I'm very thankful for that. You know, on top of those things that you just mentioned, that's so true and so great for our city. You know, I reflected back this weekend on the number of athletes, the number of professional athletes that as it's come from this city, you know, and from this parish and around us here. It's amazing with a city this size and a school system this size, the number of professional athletes that this city has produced. Great recreation activities for the children. You know, I help people every now and then. Somebody will corner me up and say, there's nothing to do around here. And a lady cornered me up recently in a store and made that statement to me. And I looked at her with total amazement. And I said, ma'am, I want to apologize. And I'm not on what I'm about to say, but what cave and what rock do you live under? You know, because there's so much to do
absolutely
around here. You
absolutely
know, if your child's involved in school, if he's involved in the recreational activities that are provided, you know, basketball, football, baseball, soccer, volleyball, you know, and if you're involved in the activities in their church, you know, my goodness, when do they have time to do anything else? I know my sons were extremely involved, and you know, Cecilia and I were running from event to event to event to event, and it was like, you know, we just didn't have enough hours in the day. And so I don't understand. But, you know, I'm thankful for the men and women that go out there and coach these teams. And, you know, they don't get paid for doing this. They're doing this on their own because they want to work with the youth. They want to help. They want to provide good recreational activities. And, you know, every opportunity I get, I thank them for doing what they're doing.
Amen. Amen. You know, I'm so grateful for the opportunity that we have to invest in the younger generation. There are things to do. There are places for us to go and to take them. But it also, there are many places just to be families. The parks here in town, just to be able to go to the park and let your kids play on the swings and the slides. We've been out there many times while there's a baseball game going on next door. And all of that is family-oriented. You know, it may be for the kids, but it also strengthens the families so that they can invest in their kids. The infrastructure's there that we do have a lot to be thankful for. The taxpayers have paid for that over time. But just to keep it in force, just to not have taken for granted what was in the past, but rather building for the future. And it's just, it's exciting. And like you, I'm really thankful to be here in Slidell.
Well, you know, most people don't know, but we literally have 38 parks in this city. And the majority of those are little small pocket parks that are in neighborhoods, you know, mm-hmm. maybe on one lot or two lots. You know, they have equipment in them. They have swings, slides. They have things like that are very easy for children in a neighborhood to be able to go to and use. Of course, we have the bigger parks like, you know, Fritchie, John Slidell, Heritage, and,
sure.
you know, the uh-huh. bigger parks uh-huh. like that, which most people identify with. The little small parks get utilized quite a bit also, and most people, unless you know where one is in your neighborhood, you really don't pay attention to them. But that's something very important to us. It's something very important to the city because it is recreation, and it is something that families can do, and we certainly encourage that. You know, one of the things about the city of Slidell is that we're still small enough. You know, we hold on to those values. We hold on to those family values and those family things that we do together. It seems to me that whenever you get into the larger cities, you start losing some of those things. I know the family values here in our area is extremely high. And those quality of life issues that we cherish so much. As mayor, I know I've worked extremely hard to try to maintain those, hold on to them, because I'm a believer that if you ever lose it, you're never going to get it back again. So
yeah, that's
those
true.
Quality of life issues are very important to me. They're very important to citizens of this city, and, and it's something we want to work extremely hard to keep.
You know, some of the events that happen during the year, for instance, the Wild Game Cook-Off that you and Chief Fandel have sponsored, and the Crawfish Cook-Off that Chief Kaufman puts on with the fire department, and other events during the year, it's leadership. It's leading by example. It's saying, this is what you need to do. And, you know, that's not what you're getting paid for. You're getting paid to administer the city, to help provide the basic services of life. But to go the extra step is something that I'm really thankful for, because it encourages not only people to participate, but it encourages people to do the same things. They say, well, maybe I could be a coach for the SBBA. Maybe I could go out and coach a football team. Maybe I could be a scout leader and take my kids on a camping trip. When that starts, and the very visible people, and you're the visible people, when that starts with it, it just encourages everybody else to kind of pick up the baton and run with it in this relay of life, doesn't it?
Well, I sure hope so, Bob. You know, and that was one of the reasons that I do it, and Glenda does it, is because we enjoy doing it. You know, anybody that knows me knows I'm a people person. I enjoy people. I enjoy being around people. Poor Glenda, whenever, as most people know, we've been married not quite 5 years. I warned her before we got married. I said, are you sure you're ready to jump into my crazy world? I said, I really live in a crazy world. You know, I call it, I have my day job as mayor, then I have my night job, is going to events and socials and functions and things of that nature that I'm invited to. And she says, oh, yeah, I'm ready, you know. Well, we cook in the Wild Game Cook-Off. We cook in the Gumbo Cook-Off. We cook in the Red Beans and Rice Cook-Off.
Okay.
We are cooking all the time. As a matter of fact, we just cooked 4 briskets and served them Friday for the Keep Slidell Beautiful golf tournament. And we cook briskets for an array of things, you know. And we cook in most events that are going on. And so the other day we were cooking for I don't remember what it was. It was something we were cooking for, and she looked at me and she says, you didn't warn me that I was marrying a cooking team. I said, well, darling, you know, it's one of those things, you know, but she enjoys cooking. She's a very good cook. I enjoy cooking, something my mother taught me as a young boy. You know, it's one of those things that I love to share. I'm thankful that people ask us to cook, because if they didn't enjoy our food, they certainly wouldn't be asking us to cook.
Well. And,
but it's one of those things that I've reached a point in my life that, you know, I can now give back. And I'm thankful that I'm at that point in my life that, you know, I can give back. You know, my children are out of the house, and Glenda's children are out of the house. And, you know, we have time, you know, to be able to do these things. And it's our way of now giving back and enjoying what we're doing.
And raising up the next generation doing it, teaching us how to do it, teaching us which way to go, and watching it spread that others are willing to pick up, as we said before, the baton,
right,
and run with it.
We sure hope so. And,
amen.
You know, we have some, I get to talk to a lot of young people, and I thoroughly enjoy that. I really do. And, you know, we have some amazing young people in this city, and there's no doubt in my mind we've got some great leaders in this city that will be coming out of this city. I would not be surprised at all to have some, you know, some state representatives, some state senators, some U.S. Congress people, you know, headed to Washington that's coming right out of here. Some of the opportunities that I have to speak with these young people, and the questions I get, and the sincerity that they have on setting goals and moving forward and wanting to be involved is just so heartwarming to me.
I suspect that in your 8 years that we'll be thanking you many times in years to come. The things that you've put in place, the vision that you had, I'm sure there are things that are just starting out that may take us a few years to see the end of it, like drainage issues and things like that. But they're in force. They're in place. Building into people's lives, like you said, it may be a few years before our high school students run for Congress. But you know what? I believe, like you, I think they will. I think they will.
I sure hope so, and I believe we'll see some coming right out of this city.
Amen, amen. Could you give us a word of encouraging word of thanksgiving that we'll call it a spur-of-the-moment proclamation for Thanksgiving to our citizens? That something we can take with us to the dining room table on Thanksgiving Day and said, this is what our mayor said.
I sure will, Bob. You know, I just want everybody to look around. And look around you, just stop and look and think about what you truly have. You know, we take things for granted so much. I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty just like everybody is. But when I stop and really think about the blessings that I have every day, the blessings that the good Lord has bestowed upon us, I am so thankful. And if everybody would just stop and take a minute and look and think about what we take for granted. That's the true blessings. That's the true blessings that we have in our life. And I would hope everybody would take that and do that.
What an awesome word of encouragement. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for sharing your heart. Thanks for being transparent and open. I'm not sure there are many in political office that understand the secret of doing that. And I think you have it in a big way, and we thank you for it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And God bless our citizens. God bless everybody. And I hope everybody has a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Mayor. And to you and your family as well. When the four sons and the 17 grandchildren gather around the table, we just pray it'll be a blessed and beautiful time.
Thank you.
And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Grace Radio today. We want to hear from you. You can give us a call at 985-250-1037. Leave us a message, send us a text. Mayor said something today that kind of touched your heart. We'd like to hear a response from you, and we'll be sure to pass the word on to him. Encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell. Also, check out on our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. There you can see our programming guide, but also you can make a tax-deductible donation to support the station. We need the financial support of folks, yep, just like you. And again, that number to call is 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now, Slidell. Join us again for Voice of Slidell Daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.